Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
Liverpool, the city which has achieved so many firsts in the course of the centuries, known throughout the world for its sense of humour, music and ability to laugh in the midst of tears, renowned for its love for football and chips, is about to become the 2008 European Capital of Culture. What better way of launching into what is only its latest central place in European culture than by offering the world a nativity play centred in Liverpool's life and today's social milieu? Peter Hennigan, the Liverpool Archdiocesan Press Officer, tells us more.
Well, first of all, the Liverpool Nativity was actually an initiative from the BBC, the publicly funded public service broadcaster in the United Kingdom. Some 14 months ago, the executive producer came to see me and outlined plans for a contemporary version of the Nativity to be played out on the streets of the city. This was something they'd already done in Manchester last year in 2006. They did a Manchester Passion, the other end of the life of Christ. This time they wanted to do a Liverpool Nativity. It was to be a contemporary account, so things would be a little bit different. For example, the characters of Mary and Joseph, essentially the same as the Gospel characters, but Joseph was cast as an asylum seeker. No Herod, but instead Herodia, a female Herod who sort of took on the role of a home secretary figure who was calling all the asylum seekers in. And the whole thing was held together by the angel Gabriel on a very big stage in William Brown Street down the side of Liverpool's famous St George's Hall. And Gabriel was played by Geoffrey Hughes, a well-known comedy actor actually in this country, and he sort of held the whole production together.
I asked Peter if the selection of Liverpool had anything to do with the city's status as the 2008 European Capital of Culture.
It was both. Because the Manchester Passion had been so successful, they wanted to do a follow-up. Because Liverpool is Capital of Culture in 2008, they saw this as a good way of starting off the year. It was a very spectacular performance, and one the like of which I've not seen in the city before. We've touched on the issues of Joseph being an asylum seeker and Herodia rather being a sort of home secretary figure, and some people were sort of uneasy with that. But let's remember that these social issues are inseparable from the gospel and from the gospel message. And if we go back 2,000 years, Mary and Joseph were forced to go down to Bethlehem for the census. Then they had to flee into Egypt as refugees. So there are parallels and there are links there. Having it on city centre streets, well, that's quite something. It's not a big Christian event, yes, but it's not in a church, and it's open to everybody. So in that sense, you think of a city, certainly in this country at this time of year, as a centre of secularism, consumerism, people buying all the time, or going out and having a good time. Well, this was something different, and it very much, for Christianity, for the Catholic faith, provided an interface with that world, a very valuable one too.
The scenario is very relevant to Liverpool today, where there are many asylum seekers who receive help from such people as Father Peter Morgan.
That's right. Father Peter Morgan, one of our priests, is very active with Asylum Link and with asylum seekers groups. We're very lucky in Liverpool in that there isn't the hostility towards asylum seekers that you find, sadly, in other parts of this country. The portrayal of Joseph as an asylum seeker, you're right, was very, very apt indeed. And, you know, Liverpool, it was a Liverpool production. The vast majority of the cast were from Liverpool. Kathy Tyson, who played Herodia. Mary and Joseph were played by a young girl, Jodie McNee, and the young guy, Kenny Thompson, who are just starting out as actors. The landlord of the Dr. Duncan pub, I'll come back to that in a minute, it was played by Paul Barber. An angel was played by Jennifer Ellison, who starred in that Liverpool soap opera, Brookside. So it was very much a Liverpool production. And one for you, Janet. The whole thing started off in a cafe in Seacombe on the other side of the water, and the manager of that cafe was played by none other than the former Liverbird, you're a Liverbird yourself, was Neris Hughes.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yes, if I can just take you through the story. They actually used the city, used the river, used the streets. So it started off in a cafe in Seacombe Ferry Terminal, the famous Mersey Ferries, where Mary worked as a waitress and Joseph was an asylum seeker. And gradually they came across the river on a Mersey ferry. Anybody that knows the famous song Ferry Cross the Mersey by Jerry Marsden, anybody eagle-eyed enough to look at that ferry scene would see that the captain of the ferry was played by none other than Jerry Marsden. And then they come off the ferry and go towards Liverpool Parish Church. And this is one very special thing about the production. There was a cast of over 350, and a lot of them were from community groups. So, for example, Mary and Joseph come off the ferry. There's a very dramatic scene where they are abused by a crowd of young people. Those young people happen to be people who work with Animate, our youth ministry in the Archdiocese. And different community groups are involved in different acting roles right through it. So they come to Liverpool Parish Church, the Anglican Parish Church, then work their way up to Dr. Duncan's Pub, where there's no room at the inn, and then eventually appear at William Brown Street. Now, if you can imagine a wide Liverpool street with 7,000 people in it, and at the front, three very big stages. To the left, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. To the right, the Sense of Sound Choir. In the middle, Gabriel holding it all together with a big, big, big CCTV screen behind him. So you've got the three stages. And the actual climax of the production was where the back of one of the stages just unfolded and the nativity scene was there.
The atmosphere must have been wonderful.
It's one of the best atmospheres I have ever experienced. It just so much. There was so much in it. The gospel story was central to it. It was not lost. But the drama was there. It was a work of drama. And also, there was humour. So, for example, in typical Liverpool fashion, the nativity scene opens up. The innkeeper says to Mary, "What are you going to call the baby?" And she says, "Jesus." "Ah, nice one." So, you know, things like that. And the script was written by Liverpool lad Mark Davis Markham from Bootle. And he did a wonderful job of making it appealing, but not losing the sense of the gospel story. And back to the humour. Every time Herodia appeared on the big screen, and there were some very dramatic moments there, the crowd was booing and hissing in almost pantomime fashion.
With Liverpool's musical heritage, it was not altogether surprising that the Nativity play included music from the Beatles and other sons and daughters of the city.
Yeah, the whole thing, the music for it, certainly not what you would consider church music, contemporary music and Liverpool music. So they included songs by the Beatles, by the Lars, by the Zootons and many other Liverpool groups. And one thing that amazed me was how it all fitted in. It fitted in perfectly to the theme of the thing, because I thought, yeah, secular music, yeah, not written for this story. Will it work? Well, it did work, and it worked in quite spectacular fashion. But just think of this, not just for Liverpool, it's a spectacular for Liverpool, it's wonderful for Liverpool, and it's part of and the start of Capital of Culture, but it's also a magnificent work of evangelisation. Sunday night, 7,000 people live in the bitter cold, watching it, enjoying it. It was on BBC Three, which is a digital channel over here, a sort of one of the, if I may say, some more minor channels. They had an audience of 720,000. It's going to be repeated on BBC One next Sunday evening. That's the 23rd of December, and again on BBC Three on Christmas Day. And they say that at the end of it, 2 million people will have watched it. So a tremendous work of evangelisation. And also, it went out to six other European countries: Poland, the Czech Republic, Sweden, Finland, Estonia and Denmark.
These amazing figures come in the midst of a politically correct assertion that a nativity play will offend non-Christians. Yet Liverpool unashamedly stood up for the true meaning of Christmas.
Yes, it was. It was, as I've said, an initiative of the BBC and from the music department rather than from the religion and ethics department. But they've been very careful, very sensitive over the last 14 months to work with all the churches. Certainly myself as press officer for the Archdiocese of Liverpool, they've worked very closely with me. They've had meetings with our Archbishop, Archbishop Patrick Kelly, the Anglican Bishop, Bishop James Jones, and other church leaders. They've been very sensitive. If there's been something in the script we've been unsure of, they've changed it, they've looked at it, and they've been brilliant to work with. Political correctness. Some people have said casting Joseph as an asylum seeker, that's just political correctness. Well, I'm sorry, if you were at the thing, if you saw it on television, you would realise it added to the story and just wasn't an exercise in political correctness. And let's hope that other places will see this, and if they've stopped the nativities for any reason, let's hope they restore them.
And it was a perfect way of Liverpool wishing Happy Christmas to the rest of the world.
Oh, dead right. And anybody who saw the end of it, there were a few more songs after the transmission ended. Everywhere was smiles, everywhere was happy. Let's translate that from Liverpool to the world. And a very happy and holy Christmas to everybody.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper.